Now is the time that high school seniors begin to prepare that major leap into adulthood, leaving home, going out on their own to college. But first, they have to decide where to apply. I'm Jabalani LaFall, and on today's Central Standard, we talk to some of these students who are about to make a decision that will have lasting effects throughout their lives. We'll talk to students looking at the University of Missouri, Notre Dame, and Carnegie Mellon. We'll chat with these young people about parental and peer pressure, and on one of the most important things of all, how they're going to pay for their education, applying to college, and learning to apply college education throughout life. That's ahead on Central Standard after this hour's NPR News. Kansas City. Today is the deadline for most college and university general applications. We'd like to take time today to look at how this process went for students and families in the region and maybe take some lessons from their experiences. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Joining us now by phone from Topeka is Leo Espinosa Jr. from Topeka High School in Kansas. Welcome to the show, Leo.
Thank you for having me.
And Hannah Tutera is right here in the studio. Within eyes shot, a senior at Notre Dame Sion High School.
Thank you.
And Tyler Morris, University Academy, a charter school right here in Kansas City.
Hello.
And also with us is Kyle Johnson, Director of Freshman Admissions at Rockhurst, which is literally a stone's throw away from this microphone in this studio right here. This show is by and large about the children and their experiences and what must be a very difficult and hectic time for them. Let's go to Leo first in Topeka. Leo, how you feeling right now?
Right now, I'm basically working on scholarships, so the stress from the college applications themselves has basically faded away. However, it's been replaced by scholarships, which means that I've basically had zero time to just sit down and relax because I've moved from one step to the next, and I'm hoping that I can finish this process sooner or later.
And it's a waiting game for you, right?
Yeah, especially right now because I submitted all of my regular decision applications. I'll be waiting until the spring to hear back from the schools.
Hannah, let's go to Hannah Tutera. You have a similar conundrum with Miami of Ohio and what was the other school?
TCU.
TCU.
Yes.
Texas Christian University.
Well, I applied early action to both of them. I kind of wanted to get ahead of the game. Even though it doesn't really matter, the regular decision and the early action, You kind of still have the same advantage, but so I found out over Christmas break that I got into my number one school, TCU. And then I'll find out February 1st about Miami of Ohio. And so just like Leo, it's a waiting game right now, and we'll see. And I'm going to have to make that decision in a couple months.
Yeah, President George Bush used to say he's the decider.
Yeah.
Kyle Johnson, what's going through kids' minds right now as they make the transition, and how do you help as a freshman admissions person?
We're starting to do a lot of financial aid workshops right now. Financial aid tends to be kind of the next big concern. part of the reason Leo's applying to a lot of outside scholarships, it sounds like. So we try to ease that process as much as possible for students. We hold a lot of different programs, as do a lot of colleges and universities, to work very closely with students throughout their financial aid process to ease that as much as possible and just try to help them find scholarships. And if they decide that they want to come, just try to make sure we're doing everything we can to financially make it possible for them.
We're
going
to go back to Leo Espinosa on the phone in Topeka in a minute. But back to you, Kyle Johnson. What do you look for in a college applicant beyond the usual grades and some of the more rigid requirements for college? Because it's about structure.
It is, and we take the holistic approach when we review a student's application for admission. And the main thing that we're looking for, we just want to make sure we're setting a student up for success. So, of course, we do look at grades and test scores. We take a closer look at the application to see what that student may be involved in outside of the classroom, whether it's sports or getting involved at their school, or that's community service, or even a part-time job to be able to balance those different things. So we look at all of those different things when, you know, we try to make a decision on whether we think that student will be successful.
Leo Espinoza, you wrote about some of these experiences in a blog for the New York Times. How did that come about?
I was chosen to write for the New York Times because I was recommended by another organization called the Alexander Hamilton Scholars, and I applied for that, and I found out last August that I would be writing for them.
The first Treasury Secretary of the United States, Alexander Hamilton. So what was your writing process like?
The application to write for the New York Times was very extensive because when they were selecting students, they were wanting applicants from a wide range of backgrounds and students who were applying to a wide range of schools. So they asked about family structure. They asked about whether you were a first-generation student. They asked whether what kind of schools you were looking to apply to, how much financial aid you were seeking to get, and a bunch of other questions regarding how and what you expected in terms of applying to the different colleges.
I was going to ask you, Leo, what makes your family structure unique and personal to you, and how did that come out in the New York Times piece that you did?
Well, I think in terms of the college application process, my family is unique in the sense that it's unique, but in the sense there's also a lot of students out there just like me, in a sense that I have not received very much help from them because they never graduated. They never received their high school diploma, which means that even if they want to try and help me out in this process, it's very difficult for them to do so because they really don't know what they're up against. I didn't know what I was up against until I started the process. So I can see why it's difficult for them to even try because considering myself, since I was in the AVID program, I should know what I was up against. But even then, I didn't know entirely what I was going to be facing.
Leo, are you a first-generation college student?
Yes, I am.
And what's unique about that experience in America?
In America especially, it's a very unique experience because there are a ton of different programs out there that try and help students just like me who need guidance in terms of applying to the different colleges. But it's also very difficult to try and convey something. And I wrote this on the New York Times. I talked about how whether you read one or 100 articles regarding what to expect for the admissions process, it's very difficult to understand it until you actually get out there and do it, because it's only then that you're actually going to experience it and really know what you're up against.
Definitely. And what are they up against, Kyle Johnson?
I think there's not as much guidance. There's not as much. I think it's more of a challenge. You don't have that older sibling or your parents to kind of walk you through the process. So we really, you know, whether it's a first generation college student or any student, encourage them to take advantage of the resources that they do have available to them. And one of the first things is make sure they touch base with their counselor at their school, or also the admission counselors. What we do. At the particular schools that they're interested in. We're here to help. We're here to offer that guidance, hopefully relieve some anxiety and help you walk through each of the steps to get to where you want to be.
We're going to come back to Tyler in a minute, but in this country in particular, it's about the ethos for minorities, many minority families. Mm-hmm. It is their first experience mm-hmm. with college. How do you tailor that?
I know something that we do, you know, if we have a first-generation college student, then, you know, if they visit campus, we try to connect them with other first-generation college students that are on our campus so they can connect with them and their experiences, maybe learn from any mistakes that they may have made, or just offer that guidance and just kind of relief that there's other people out there similar to you that have gone through what you have gone through and that it is possible that you can go to college.
Tyler, are you a first-generation college applicant?
Yes, I am.
And how does that work for you?
I find it kind of difficult sometimes because I don't have a parent to ask for, you know, advice or anything like that. But then my school is very helpful because they have designed senior seminar classes, ACT prep classes and stuff like that. And so they're really there to help the seniors and give us time to get on computers and find scholarships and stuff like that. So they've designed our core curriculum around going to college.
Leadership is very important in the community. Your principal actually came with you today with
yes.
this broadcast. How has your principal been involved in your personal?
Well, my principal, he pushes me a lot. He sees potential in all the students at University Academy. So he just stays on us. He checks in with us regularly, looks at our grades. He's we have a personal connection, really, because we're a small high school. So he knows us individually, and he knows what we're capable of. So he stays on us, and he helps us apply to colleges, apply for scholarships. He finds things for us to do, and that's really helpful.
You're listening to Central Standard, live on 89.3 KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Kansas City, do you have children who are going through it right now, trying to decide whether what they're going to do about getting into college and making it in college and in the greater world? This is a very important transition in their life. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also reach us via email at centralstandard@kcur.org. We are a full-service multimedia convergence show, and you can reach us in various levels. Going back to Leo Espinoza, how did getting your thoughts out in a blog for the New York Times, of all things, how did that help you, Leo?
It's really broken down the application process to make it easier to take in, especially because when you apply to so many different colleges, you have to do so many different things at once, and especially if you're a student who's very involved in extracurricular activities, then you have to balance basically two different lives, the life which is the college application life and applying to the schools, and then the life that you almost that you are basically balancing and that you're almost going to leave behind, but not entirely because you're still in school.
Right. And what did you learn about yourself in this process as you got your own thoughts out to the world?
Well, I really did think that I thought I was ready for this entire process. But when I started and I started to actually apply to the different schools, I learned that especially that the process itself is very difficult. And you should not underestimate how much work and how much time it's going to take out of you, because especially if you're balancing school and extracurriculars, like I said before, then you really need to manage your time very efficiently, or else you're not going to get anything done, and you will probably end up having difficulty finishing all of the applications at once as well.
Let's go to Hannah. Have you chosen a major yet, Hannah, as you look at TCU and Miami of Ohio?
I have not chosen a major yet, but I've kind of, through the process, I've kind of figured out what I want to do. And there's the entrepreneurial school at TCU that I keep hearing more and more about. And just the other day, the head of school, Mrs. Broderick, came up to me and asked me how my process was going. And she actually asked me if I knew about the program, the entrepreneurial program. And I said, yeah, I'm more and more interested in that as the days go on. And so having that in mind and kind of knowing what I want to do and just a little bit more and more every day kind of takes me one step closer to the school that I think is definitely right for me.
Kyle Johnson, it's a changing environment here in America right now. Very crucial with the economy being the way it is, kind of tense. How do you allay what really is fear?
Kind of to touch on what I mentioned earlier, we just try to build a relationship with a student and a family as much as possible and really work with each individual family to figure out, okay, what are your concerns or what are your fears, and really try to address those on a one-on-one basis. And, you know, kind of like I mentioned earlier, financial aid is a big part of it, but then choosing a major too is a big part of it. So we try to, you know, if a student's concerned about what do I want to study, then when they come to campus, we try to have a meet with a faculty in one or maybe multiple interests. And even if they decide maybe Rockhurst isn't the best fit, then we at least hope that, okay, maybe you've learned that you want to be an entrepreneur, or maybe you've learned that you want to be a nurse just from talking with faculty, and then you go on to find another school, but at least you've kind of figured that out. Or if financial aid's the concern, then we just, you know, try to work with them, make sure we're doing everything we can for financial aid.
Yeah, having three boys of my own, you think about these types of things all the time, and you deal with family members and friends and travel itineraries and all types of stuff that you couldn't even really imagine there. Tyler, you play basketball, right?
Yes.
Are you going to play at K-State?
No, I didn't plan on playing sports in college. No, I really just plan on focusing on academics when I go to college instead of sports. So,
yeah, I used to hear coming up you have to have something to fall back on if you're playing sport. I played baseball up until the University of Missouri, and you have to fall back on something. My right. Fallback was what I'm doing right now. One out of two ain't bad. I dreamed about being a broadcaster, and here I am, live definitely, live. So tell me about struggling with what you want to do. What do you want to major in?
Well, right now, to toss up between a few things, I'm considering business, criminal justice. I basically chose these majors because when I graduate, I want to be able to find a career that'll be stable and that will be there after I graduate. So I don't want to go and major in something that sounds good when I get to college, and then once I graduate and get a degree in it, then I can't find employment. So that really, that's the biggest.
Right. So that's one of the major challenges for Leo Espinosa, who's calling in from Topeka. But he was able to, unlike many kids, get his story out and get his personal journey out in the New York Times. Leo, what do you think about doing as you go into college?
I really don't know as to what it is that I want to pursue for a career. I used to think that I wanted to do medicine or at least be some sort of physician, but I started volunteering in the hospital last year, and I realized that the entire atmosphere of a hospital was just, it just didn't suit my personality because I felt really sad and melancholy in the hospital setting, and I realized that it just wasn't for me. So right now, I think that college is just going to be the place where I get to discover my true passion, which I have yet to find.
Yeah, hospitals are definitely not a fun place to be. We're talking, Kyle Johnson, about the arduous college admissions process, trying to relieve some of the anxiety that our children go through as they prepare for the next stages in their life. The economy's changing. College ain't what it used to be. So what are you selling to these kids and these parents out here at Rockhurst, a private university?
Well, I think for every student, there's something different that they may be looking for. For one student, maybe they you know, the most important thing is getting a job right out of school.
Right.
Thing that a student might be looking for, they really want to get involved, whether it's extracurricular or they want to get involved with service, or maybe they just want the top major possible, you know, the best program at that school. So really, our focus is to really get to know the student, figure out what's important to them, and then help them figure out, okay, if you're trying to figure out a major, then have them meet with faculty. If, you know, you're interested in getting involved, then we'll get you in touch with some different organizations on campus so you can see what we do have to offer. Try to paint that picture as much for them as possible on the things that are important to them, what that life would be like at Rockhurst, and just giving them the tools to help them make their own decision.
And let's get the community involved. Kansas City, if you have a junior in high school or a senior in high school, or if you're a parent raising a junior or a senior with questions, helping them prepare their applications, maybe even writing references if you're a professional mentor, call in 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also email in at centralstandard@kcur.org. Freshman admissions. How is that different from being a sophomore and junior or a senior? Why the focus on freshmen at Rockhurst?
So me and my team, we focus on working with just the high school students. So we do have a director of transfer admission, and he specializes in working with students that maybe went somewhere else, that maybe it wasn't the best fit, or maybe financial aid was a concern. And so he specializes in those. And then we also have our director of graduate admissions for our graduate program. So we just like to have specialty areas so that we can really focus in on that group of students, the high school group of students.
Hannah, TCU and Miami of Ohio are both public universities, correct?
Miami of Ohio is public, but TCU is private.
Private, right, right. So getting the discrepancy between those two must be a challenge.
Yeah, it's definitely part that's going to be part of the pro-con list. One of them's definitely bigger than the other. And so,
right. It costs more money, too.
Yes, that's definitely a factor. And I grew up, went to a middle school and a grade school with 40 kids in my class. I go to a high school with 400 kids. So I have to think about and really going to the schools and figuring out if Miami versus TCU, having myself on campus with that many kids around me, I have to see if that's for me. So I definitely think it's important to put yourself actually in the place that you potentially could be for the next 4 years is a big factor in the whole process.
And we're heavy into bowl season in sports, so Miami yeah. versus TCU sounds like a good thing to watch on TV.
Indeed, yes.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Kansas City, Missouri. Joe, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, Javelani, and a big kudos to your brave audience that you got in front of you. I really appreciate
it. Certainly, these kids are doing great. here on Live Radio?
My kid's a junior. He's in another state, and I'm hoping one day he'll decide to come join me for college in Kansas City, Missouri. But my question was to the audience or yourself is, you know, when should you start looking at prospective colleges and securing or trying to get financial aid for me to pay for it? Thoughts out there? I'll take it off the air.
Thank you very much, Joe. Kyle Johnson, that seems like your department. What do you think about when you're considering a college? You know that you want to go to college. Your parents have told you going to college is a good thing. The community tells you going to college is a good thing. What does the actual student consider themselves, and how do you aid in that process?
I think the first big step, I know, even looking back to my college search and working with high school students, it's kind of hard to just jump into the process. Where do you start? So one of the big steps that I encourage students to do is just visit a campus, even if it's maybe a school just down the street, maybe you're not even that interested, at least get on a campus, and it'll help start organizing your thoughts on what's important to you. Maybe you get on that campus and say, oh, this is a big school. Maybe I do really want a big school. Or maybe you say, you know what, this is too big. I really like small classes. Or, you know, you'll start to realize different things that are important to you just by getting on any campus, and that'll help you just really jump into the process. And junior year is not too early to start. We have a lot of juniors that are visiting campus now. We even have some sophomores that'll visit. So at this point, just keep those grades up. We look all the way back to freshman year in high school for grades. And then at the junior level, just work with your counselor at your high school, have them help you get started with the process, and just start visiting a couple schools.
Tyler, when did you start looking at colleges?
We began college visits my junior year. We visited a couple of colleges, and that kind of opened up my mind to whether I wanted a larger campus or a smaller campus. And my high school is pretty small. My graduating class is only 38 people. So, but then different for me, I think I would enjoy a bigger campus versus a smaller campus. So really, you just have to visit campuses and figure out what best fits you. But I started my junior year visiting campuses, and then that helped me out my senior year, which helped me decide which colleges I wanted to apply to and which colleges I would ultimately pick, or which college I would ultimately pick when I actually decide to go. So
there used to be a television show called A Different World about the black college experience there, and the main phrase there was, it's a different world from where you come from. Hannah, how do you decide whether to stay home or go away?
I definitely, my sister is at TCU, so going away won't exactly be going away because I'll have part of my family there. But, I guess when I did my visits, I went all the way to North Carolina. I've been to Ohio, and I've kind of been all over the map, which is something I'm fortunate to have. Not a lot of people can take time out of their schedule or afford to even go across the map to visit the different colleges that they're interested in. But I think that it's something I realize that I like being a little bit farther away, yet it's still a plane ride or a car ride away. Definitely visiting and seeing myself, if is this too far, is this too close, and just having to know yourself and know your limits.
When did you start that process, Hannah?
I started junior year. It was at the beginning of junior year, and our college counselors kind of focus on the seniors when we're juniors, so I kind of had to do a lot of stuff individually, knowing that my sister had already gone through it. I kind of knew what I would need to be doing. My parents helped a lot with my process.
Did you feel prepared having your sister, your older sister, in that process?
I thank the Lord every day that I've seen her go through it. I've had a completely different experience than her, but it definitely helps knowing what she had to go through and what I was up for.
Leo Espinosa, let's go back to you. You're all the way out in Topeka, but you called in to share your story with us. How are your parents working with you on your admissions process and on really is a lifetime process in achievement and lifelong learning?
Yeah, my parents are especially helping me in terms of figuring out financial information. So I ask them for information that I need to input into applications. But in terms of actually deciding on the schools, I think they've given me the freedom to choose that you're becoming an adult and you need to make decisions on your own. And if you need help, just know that we're here. However, in terms of choosing schools, they've given me the freedom to do.
We lost Leo there from the transmission from Topeka. We were talking about the very arduous college admissions process and trying to relieve some of the anxiety that our children go through as they prepare for the next stage in their life. As I mentioned, we had Leo Espinosa Jr. from Topeka High School in Kansas, Hannah Tutera Sr. at Notre Dame de Sion High School, and Tyler Morris from the University Academy, our charter school right here in KC. We also have Kyle Johnson, Director of Freshman Admissions at Rockhurst. Kansas City, do you have children who are going through it right now, trying to decide what they're going to do about getting into college and making what will be a very important transition in their life? You know you can call up and talk to us. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also reach us on Facebook or email at centralstandard@kcur.org. Central Standard returns in just a moment. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. We're talking about getting into college. It's about that time, the turning point in the school year when students are accepting offers from colleges and finishing their applications. Deadlines can be daunting, but talking about it is always good. Kansas City, do you have children who are preparing to search for colleges or going through it right now? Do you have questions for these veterans in their application process? 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also reach us at KCURCST on Twitter. And joining us now is Hannah Tutera, Notre Dame de Sion High School, all girls private Catholic high school. What colleges did you decide to look at coming out of a private Catholic school?
I decided to look at Texas Christian University and Miami of Ohio University, along with some others, DePauw and Rhodes. But even though I chose those, a large majority of girls in my grade are choosing KU and MU and more local schools. So that's where I'm at right now.
Certainly, certainly. UMKC is right up the hill. Rockhurst is right on the other side. So how does a student, a freshman, decide whether to stay home or go away or leave to go to college?
I get to talk about my personal experience since I grew up in St. Louis and attended Rockhurst, so I can talk to some students about my experience with going away from home. But now I do work with some local Kansas City area schools, so I'm talking all the time with them about staying closer to home. So I can kind of help them weigh which one might be more beneficial. I encourage students to look at both. If you're only looking at students further away, at least look at one that's close to home, just in case, whether it's financial concerns, if mom or dad loses a job and you need to live at home, or whether it's you decide later that, I'm going to be homesick, I can't move that far away. So I always encourage students to look at one close to home and then, look at one outside as well.
Try being a single dad, Kyle Johnson. Tyler, tell us about your experience in staying closer, kind of close, going to Manhattan, Kansas, and considering that for K-State.
Yeah, I feel like the closer I am to home is kind of like a safety net. So I'm considering Rockhurst also, and that's just right down the street from my house. So I mean, I feel comfortable in Manhattan because it's only like 3 hours away from where I live, and so it's kind of in close proximity to where I live. So if I needed to come home, I could, or if my parents needed to come up and visit me, then they could. So really just looking at neighborhood schools was kind of more comforting to me because they were closer to home.
Right. When I came out, I had to look at SC and UCLA, and those were schools that my mom and dad went to and right. that I saw, and I ended up in Missouri. We're going to go to Mark in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome to Central Standard, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, so my question is, I have a son. He's a junior in high school. His grades have been alphabet soup since, he started high school. He's been having a lot of trouble figuring out the whole process of turning things in. He's really, really smart. He's, in fact, been SAGE, and which is like this sort of gifted program for kids. But he's just, being really, really smart in high school sometimes is a mixed blessing because you feel like everything is easier, and then all of a sudden things get hard and you were expecting things to be easy. Anyway, my point being that I have a feeling that he's turning things around. He's dug himself a hole. His grades don't look really good. But I think he's going to do much better this semester and next year. And so I'm just wondering, do colleges see kids like that a lot? And is there a process for helping?
We lost Mark. The transmission out there is in the air. Walt Bodine used to say, the air's out there. Sometimes I'm on it. That's an interesting thing that Walt Bodine used to say. Kyle Johnson, this is obviously a challenge for students coming into college. They got to get transcripts. They have to have a grade point average requirement, ACT, SAT, all types of stuff to get into college, even if you're considering going back to school mid-career or anything like that. It's daunting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
My advice to Mark from what I did here before we lost him would be to connect with, you know, if there are any schools that you think you might be interested in, connect with the admissions office. Get an advocate on your side. Don't think of the admissions office as a gatekeeper of admission, but really, you know, we want to work with families and make sure we're doing what we can for them. So for a student that maybe had some rough grades but is starting to turn things around, then we think that's great. We actually look at – and the three different universities I've worked for, we all have looked at the more recent grades, so first semester senior year and how they did junior year, and work our way backwards. We feel that's a better indicator of success than how they've done freshman and sophomore year. So if you know freshman and sophomore year was rough, but you're turning things around junior year, grades are picking up, and you're getting stronger grades, that could be a good indicator of success. Also, you know, get in contact with any teachers that might be able to write a letter of recommendation or work with the counselor at your school. We really lean on some of those as far as recommendations on if we think that student might be successful. And like I mentioned earlier, and also at the other schools I worked at too, we've all kind of taken the holistic approach and looking at many other things. If there's anything that explains any particular semester, if you're going through a divorce, or if you know this, maybe the student was previously not on medication and now they are, that can explain grades. We look at all of those different things as long as we know about them. I know sometimes families, it's hard to be forthcoming with that information. You don't want to share that on your application, but actually it can help us advocate for you if it explains how you performed in a particular semester.
Tyler, I went to Chicago Vocational High School right there in the South Side, right there on 87th Street, and then graduated from Washington Communication Arts Magnet, the Prep, out in South Central L.A. So moving around a lot, I went into the Communication Arts Magnet, which is a separate sort of thing. You're at a charter school, so tell me how that's separate. Tell me how that's different.
From public schools?
From public schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charter schools are a little bit different. They're more rigorous with their the coursework, and they stay on you a lot, and they're small. They tend to be smaller, so I mean the teachers get to know the students well, and they know when a student is falling off, and so they get to know the families and stuff like that. So I definitely appreciate going to a charter school because they stay on you about academics, and if your grades are falling, try to bring them back up and keep them constant or progress them, and that's what colleges look at too. And so my charter school tends to help us keep our grades up and stuff like that. So,
and Hannah, you're at a private girls' Catholic school, so how is those academic standards different from what you might see at, say, a public school in the middle of an inner city?
Well, one thing that my school definitely focuses on is the college preparatory aspect of it. We're Notre Dame de Sion College Prep School. So I feel like since I've been a freshman, it's been all eyes on preparing us for college. Not that that doesn't mean necessarily that we have to get the best grades, but it's what are we going to do to be most prepared for life outside of these doors. And so we've talked to alums, and they've been coming back over the break, and they every year since I've been a freshman that I've heard them speak, their main thoughts are, I'm so prepared for these 4 years. And, I mean, it just speaks volumes about the school that I'm at.
Let's go to Ron all the way out in Lenexa. Ron, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'd like to contribute is, I'd like to encourage students and families out there to make sure that they look at the smaller private schools like the Rockers, Avila's, Baker's, William Jewell's, those kinds of schools. I work with closely with Baker. I'm a college admissions professional. I work with both students and colleges, kind of in the middle. And also the father of five kids, and three of them have been through the college process, and one's a senior right now. And the thing I hear from the kids that I work with a lot is, well, I can't afford to go to those schools. So you look at the sticker price, and you know, it's just too expensive, so I'm not even going to look at them. I'm not even going to consider them. And the states, you know, even contribute to this problem. The state of Kansas a lot of times will say, you know, a four-year college at a private school costs this much money. And so people will immediately write those schools off. Whereas if you look at the financial aid formulas, a lot of times those colleges, especially for good students who are involved and are attractive students, are sometimes even more affordable than the major state universities like the KU and the K-State and MU. My daughter, for example, she looked at William Jewell and she looked at KU, and when the financial aid came in, the cost would have been cheaper for her to go to William Jewell than to KU. She's a fourth-generation KU on her mom's side, so she ended up at KU, but at least she understood that it was an option. And a lot of this comes from, you know, the FAFSA, which is the financial aid form you fill out, tells you how much money your parents should contribute. They end up with an amount, and then they calculate the need based on the difference. And how much does the school meet of the need? For example, Baker meets like 85%, whereas KU only meets like 61%. So you end up oftentimes with a gap there that's much bigger at a KU. It's much more formula-driven at the state schools, whereas the smaller schools will oftentimes work with people to help them find the financial aid, find money, find jobs, and they can make some things happen. And I think for some students, that smaller, more intimate environment is a much better fit. And I just want to encourage students to really consider that. Not that everybody should end up at a small school. I went to K-State, but you should always consider the options.
Let's go back out to Leo Espinosa Jr. at Topeka High School in Kansas. Leo, I know that in the Latino community, family is very important. So as you consider your college application and where to go, what types of things are going through your mind?
I've always considered the application process, and when I think of college, I am basically thinking of independence, not because my parents haven't given me leniency in the past, but because I'm at that stage where I want to feel what it's like to be an adult, and I want to be able to make my own decisions. And because of that, I think that I'm more likely to be going out of state for school, but I'm also realizing that in terms of financial cost, if that's not possible, then I'm willing to attend a school, an in-state school like Kansas, like the University of Kansas or K-State, for example.
All right. You are listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. Kansas City, do you have children who are going through it right now, trying to decide what they're going to do about getting into college and making what will be a very important decision on the transition in their life? You know you can call us at Central Standard, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also reach out to us at centralstandard@kcur.org. Going back to Kyle Johnson, how do you consider students who want to be independent from parents, independent from maybe the pressure to go to college in the first place?
Independent as in...
independent from their parents.
Getting away,
yeah.
We just work with every student. If they want to get away, then or even if there are some concerns, okay, I want to get away, but that's my support system, then we just try to introduce them to many of our support systems that we have, whether it's in our student development office or, you know, getting them involved on campus, or, you know, introducing them to other students that might be similar to them so they can connect with other current students. So that's kind of how we try to work with students.
Let's go back to Joe in Kansas City, Missouri. Hello, Joe. You're on Central Standard.
Hello?
Joe?
Yes. So far in your conversations this morning, you've been mostly concentrating on four-year colleges.
Right, right.
Nothing has been really mentioned about the options for two-year colleges, the trade schools, the skills, the two-year programs that the junior colleges offer, and also the preparation courses that they offer for four-year colleges. A number of the schools offer 2 years of pre-engineering at a local school. You can transfer all your credits to a four-year college, not lose anything. Cheaper, stay at home. And
we lost Joe. The transmission is heavy out there in town today. Talk about that. Rockhurst is a private university designed for very private means and very private aims.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about the educational aspirations of someone who wants to go private to a private college and get that more hands-on experience.
I think as far as, you know, I grew up in a public high school, so I was only looking at public schools. I never thought that a private school would be affordable. And so for me, it was when I was visiting and now that after I've graduated from Rockhurst, personally, I really appreciated the small classes, the personal attention that faculty were able to offer, able to connect students with, you know, since you're getting to know your professors even in your freshman year, oftentimes they're able to connect you with personally with internships or full-time employment after you graduate. I really saw the value of being able to get involved and take leadership roles earlier on. So those are some of the things that I really liked, kind of a smaller private school over, you know, a bigger state school. But my brother went to Mizzou, and that was a great fit for him. So I really think that, you know, it's every student's different and trying to find out, you know, figure out a good fit for them. And we certainly work with, going off of, I believe it was Joe's comments, we do have students that start at a community college and will, you know, complete their associate's degree and then transfer on to Rockhurst. So, we try to be as forthcoming, and I think most schools do, is, you know, if they come to us and they're considering, well, maybe Rockhurst or maybe I do want to start off at a community college first, then we try to weigh out both their options. Well, this is what it would look like on this path, and this is what it would look like on another. And oftentimes students are able to graduate in 4 years. Oftentimes it does take, you know, if you do attend a community college and you weren't looking at which school you want to transfer onto after that, sometimes it does take an extra semester or sometimes even an extra year. And sometimes, you know, as far as the financial aid, many at the three different schools I've worked with, we offer significantly stronger financial awards for incoming freshmen straight out of high school over a student attending a community college and then transferring in. So depending on how their grades are in high school, sometimes I compare, okay, this is what it might look like. It actually might be more affordable to come right to Rockhurst and you'd be able to graduate in 4 years versus, okay, you can save this money on the front end, but then Rockhurst would be a little bit more expensive on the back end and maybe even take you an extra semester to graduate.
Right. Student loans are a very daunting thing, mm-hmm. not only for families, but also for the economy as mm-hmm. we look forward to looking at the past financial bubbles here. Hannah, how did you consider where you wanted to go? And did you have a list of colleges that you sort of prioritized? This is my A group. This is my B group. This is my just-in-case group. Did you have that? Because a lot of kids applying for colleges when they come out, they have that.
Yes, I did. And if I were to look back at the list now, my top two choices right now weren't even on it. So
Right.
I guess my college counselor had a large part in helping me make that list, and it just starts with basic questions. Do you want to be big or small? Do you want to go far or close? Do you want to play a sport? Like, what are you interested in? So I think you kind of have the first two years of high school to kind of figure out who you are. That's kind of how I picture freshman and sophomore year, figuring all that out. And then come junior year, you should start thinking about what answers you're going to have to those questions when your counselor comes to you asking you those certain questions. So it's just the preliminary stages that are, I think, essential to the whole process.
We got a caller on line one. I'll get to you just in a minute. Kyle, Valerie, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you. My question is, as an administrator with the proprietary school industry, many of the students I've heard talk about their 2 and 4 year experiences, but and how their counselors have assisted them. One of the things I've found is that many students feel trapped into just looking at those options and not expanding those options to really look at what their particular, as the students, what their objective is in terms of going to school. And sometimes it's just going and getting their skills and getting into the workforce. I'd like to kind of hear some of their feedback on how the counselors and their administrators have helped them really kind of broaden their search, or had they even considered some other schools.
Tyler, your principal sitting out in our break room right now, he's been very instrumental in helping guide you through that process. What were some of the things that he's told you? Some of the things that he helped you along with?
Yeah, him and my counselor have been very helpful. Yeah, they just encourage you to kind of think about other schools and think about cost and think about close to home or far from home, because sometimes things don't really turn out the way you want them to. So really, I didn't make a checklist. I was just kind of open-minded about my whole college experience. And so, yeah, the colleges that I'm looking at now weren't even my top choices. But, yeah, they've been very helpful, and they just encourage you to be open-minded about your college search, because maybe the one that you weren't considering at first is the right choice for you. So,
why didn't you consider your top choices? You're a first-generation college student coming out, so you didn't prioritize, like, say, Hannah.
Right. I didn't make a checklist like it has to be close to home, has to be far from home, because I'm considering Rockhurst, but Rockhurst is down the street from my house. So just living in the metro area, any kid would be like, Rockhurst is too close to home. But once you actually look at Rockhurst for what it is, then it's a very good school. And once you think about it, you're on campus, so you kind of just feel like you're far from home, even though you're not. So I mean, you just have to kind of be open-minded about the whole college search. Just every aspect about it, you just have to be open-minded.
As people say, there's truth in perception. Right, Kyle Johnson? Talk about that.
Yeah, there certainly is truth in perception. I think sometimes something can be misconceived also, or misperceived, I guess. You know, students... We get that all the time. I get that more than anyone since I work with local students. You know, is that too close, just down the street? And I see time and time again where students are concerned with it being too close, and then they do decide to attend Rockhurst. And, you know, whether you live on campus or live at home, you get completely immersed in the Rockhurst community. And just like Tyler said, you forget that home is right down the street because you're on campus studying, you're getting involved, you're going to class. And sure, it is nice occasionally to be like, oh, yeah, I'm close to home. I can go get a home-cooked meal down the street or have some friends from out of town.
Come home, do laundry.
Right, like exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I have so many students that initially express the concern of it being too close. And then decide, you know what, this is a good fit, and kind of forget how close mom and dad are.
Certainly. Hannah, do you consider that? Do you want to stay close to mom and dad? Because you got to branch out regardless.
Right, yes. And I think it's just any college experience is as close or as far as you want to make it. You can go to KU and MU and come home every weekend if you want to feel closer. And if you want to go farther away like I do, It's just a choice I have to make. And somebody said the other day that with the networking and all of the technology these days, your parents are just a Skype or a FaceTime or a call away. So being in this day and age, it's just all relative.
It is all relative and all relatives. Mom's in Chicago, dad's in Los Angeles, New York, Florida, wherever he might be at the time, Kyle Johnson. So as kids start to look at their majors, look at their next steps, what should they be considering? It's deadline time today.
Right. Like I mentioned before, I think visiting campus and talking with faculty and specific majors can really help you navigate through what you might want to study. I commend Leo for his comment earlier that he was thinking pre-med, and then he actually did some shadowing in the hospitals. You might think that you want to be a doctor because your friend's dad is a doctor, but until you really get in and shadow and see what that profession is like, get in the hospital and find out, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. And that happened to me also even when I was in college. I changed my major 4 times at Rockhurst. And at one point in time, I was an accounting major, and then it wasn't until I had, you know, I was good in all the classes. I enjoyed accounting, but then I had an internship, and I decided, you know what, maybe this isn't a good fit for me. Not that there's, you know, some of my best friends are accountants. It just wasn't a good fit for me. So I really encourage students to talk to mom and dad, talk to relatives, talk to friends of the family, shadow as much as possible if you think that you're interested in something. Colleges will set up appointments for you with faculty. So if you think, oh, maybe business or maybe psychology or maybe pre-med, let us set up those appointments with you so you can talk with the professor and learn more about that field and what you would actually be doing day to day.
That's one of the good things about doing this show. You get to be sort of a multidisciplinary person in asking some of the big questions, the big important questions about local, national, and international society that are pressing today, and having it be a lifelong experience. That's what I loved about journalism, but journalism's changing a little bit right now. Kyle Johnson?
You're on
air right now.
What would you like me to expand
on? You're on live air. Yeah.
I am.
The challenges of colleges. What we're selling to our children. And they're coming out with lots of student loan debt.
Exactly. I think that is a huge challenge as tuitions tend to increase and families are more concerned about coming out with student loan debt or perhaps not finding a job after you graduate. And so those are all things that you need to really think about when you're visiting a campus. And as far as the student loan part and the financial aid part, like our caller from earlier, you know, I encourage families that, you know, maybe they think we're too expensive. I thought we were too expensive at our initial sticker price when I was in high school. Stick with the school until March when financial awards go out. And that's when you can really see what that out-of-pocket cost is going to be.
We're talking about the daunting task of applying for colleges and figuring out what you want to do with your life with some of our young people here on Central Standard. Today we have Leo Espinosa Jr. from Topeka High School in Kansas. We have Hannah Tutera, senior at Notre Dame de Sion High School, and Tyler Morris, a University Academy charter school right here in KC. We also had Kyle Johnson, the director of freshman admissions at Rockhurst. Thank you so much for coming by, and try to relax and enjoy your day. This is Central Standard.